Four men and one woman have appeared in court in France, accused of helping the driver of a truck that killed 84 people in Nice. The five are charged with providing logistical support for the attack, which the Paris prosecutor says had been in the planning for several months. France is still reeling from the Bastille Day murders. It was the third major terrorist attack in that country in less than 18 months. It's taken a serious toll on the French spirit and has made some tourists reconsider a visit. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin.
Flowers and teddy bears mark the places along the promenade where people were killed. But the spot where the attacker was shot and killed is marked by a pile of rocks. The word assassin is sprayed in red on the pavement. Curses are scribbled on some of the rocks. A circle of people hovers over the site. Some people lean over and spit. Danielle Coquille was one of them. It helps me deal with the hatred and anger within me, she says. We're lost. We just don't know how to deal with it. We're living in endless doubt.
Doute permanent.
Doubt has driven some people in Nice to church services and to seek the counsel of Sylvain Brezon, chaplain of the main cathedral in Nice.
They ask, how can we forgive that? Why is this kind of evil are happening? They have difficulties to forgive the terrorists.
L'amour est plus fort que toutes les haines.
Another priest delivered a homily at the cathedral this Sunday that tried to offer some answers. Love is stronger than hate, he said. We shouldn't close our hearts. Among those in the pews was Magella Blackburn from Ireland. She said she had second thoughts about vacationing in Nice.
I was frightened, and I felt coming on holiday, celebrating a holiday, and people in mourning didn't seem right, but I'm glad I came.
This is the jarring juxtaposition of Nice. The blue sea, the sunlight, and the mix of French and Italian cuisine continued to attract visitors, even after the attack. They idle by the harbor and walk along the promenade, ice cream cones in hand. But some tourists have their doubts. Denise Anon, manager of Nice's tourism board, understands people's hesitation, but says Nice is just like anywhere else in the world.
I won't say myself, I don't recommend to go to the U.S. because of the tragedy of Orlando or what's happening actually in Baton Rouge or wherever. If you are rational and you say, I don't want to go anywhere where there have been such events, you don't go anywhere.
This is the sobering, almost defeatist message French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has imparted to his own public. The times have changed, he said the morning after the attack. France is going to have to live with terrorism. But that's going to be hard. After the Charlie Hebdo attack last January, the trending hashtag on Twitter was Je suis Charlie. After November's attacks in Paris, it was Je suis Paris. Now, it's Je suis épuisé. I am exhausted. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Nice.